on The Weekend Wake Up. It's time for a taste of the West.
And we are heading to taste. We just had Therese from Aberdare rang us and said she adds strawberry jam and boiled eggs together on her toast. I'm wondering if Anthony Ewers, who is the owner with his wife of Berry Sweet Strawberry Farm, does the same thing.
Are you reeling at the thought of that, Anthony?
Hello, Anthony.
Oh, I was having a pretty good morning till I heard that. That's wrong on so many levels, eh?
I don't know. It does seem weird, but I could probably get my head around it. Other things not to, I don't know.
Well, actually, when you start it, Anthony, strawberries are just tasting beautiful at the moment, just the start of the season. Tell us about Berry Street Sweet Strawberry Farm and your mission, because you started off as a very small producer and now seem to see you everywhere.
You guys are everywhere, you are.
We started off 30 years ago as just a little small operation. We just kept growing it and growing it and growing it, and now we're kind of everywhere, I suppose. It's been a great journey. Frustrating sometimes, but think of the product we do at the end of it, and I think that's what keeps us getting out of bed every day.
Can I ask you what the secret is to making sweet strawberries? Because not everyone does them.
The varieties is a lot of it. There is some poor varieties grown in WA, which I don't agree with. So, you know, we've researched the varieties. At any even given time, we could have 7 or 8 new varieties we're trialling. And, you know, the way we feed them and look after them and, all that, we spend a lot of money on agronomists and make sure we get everything right, you know, because honestly, we need to give people a really good eating, you know, experience or they're not going to come back.
Yeah, because strawberries are, at certain times of the year, good for the grower, aren't they? Because they are a higher price and you need those returns. Yeah. I understand that. But sometimes, so they aren't a commodity, many times a year, they're not a commodity line. And so if you get a punnet of strawberries and they're not good, you do feel very disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially early in the season now when it's, when they have been, the price is coming back now. The next 4 weeks, fruit's going to be, you know, reasonably priced. Queensland has a lot of production. So the supermarkets are out there pushing them out. I think Coles is going at three punnets for $6 at the moment, which is pretty good value.
Yeah.
But all I can tell people is, you know, look at the fruit. If it's an orangey-coloured berry, generally, in my opinion, they don't eat that well. So make sure they're nice, deep red, and they're red all the way to the calyx. And, it, you know, if it's not what you want, go and tell that where you bought it from and let them know. Because if you don't let them know, they don't put pressure on the growers to do the right thing, you know.
Anthony, do you, as a West Australian industry, and I'm just talking industry-wide at the moment, we try to promote Western Australian produce because that's the focus, but does the industry get pressured from interstate fruit?
No, not really. Eh? We're pretty much self-sufficient now, so you've got basically the Wanneroo season runs from sort of May till November, December, okay. And then there's the southwest season, which we have a farm in Pemberton. So we basically produce strawberries 12 months a year now. So we're self-sufficient in strawberries. And we export and we send a lot of fruit out of WA. Actually, we probably send out more than what stays here, you know.
Do you really? Where's it exported to?
A lot of stuff to Southeast Asia, Middle East. And then obviously we send a lot of fruit into the eastern states. So. Yeah. In about 4 or 5 weeks, when Queensland finishes its production, a lot of WA fruit will go east, and consumers will see the price come up in probably 4 or 5 weeks as the supply tightens up.
And then I'm interested to find out what consumers are looking for. Do they pick the biggest fruit that there's only 5 in a punnet, or are they the middle size?
Yeah, generally, like we've got a farm shop here, and a lot of guys like the smaller. Smaller berries, some people come in, especially older people come in and say, the bigger berries don't have flavour. There's no difference in a particular variety. There's no difference between the large fruit and small fruit in taste.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they're probably getting poor varieties.
Okay, yeah.
Is smell a good – you're talking about colour being a good way to tell. Is smell a good way to tell too?
Some varieties have a nice aroma. We've got 3 new varieties from Israel we're trialling at the moment, and they actually have like a perfume, and you put them in the cool room and the whole cool room smells like, it's almost heavenly actually. So
What's the strawberries? Almost a commodity as far as fruit goes, and they are in lots of recipes, and and the flavour. I think strawberries are one of those fruit that once you've cooked them a little bit, the flavour is just divine. So to make a syrup or something like that, even to warm them up, it just I think gets better. What sort of research goes into getting the varieties? Because I think I'd like to be the taste tester. Because they vary so much.
She's pitching for a job. So, by the look of things, Anthony.
Well, you need to come out here in a few weeks for a field trip, and we can do a taste test. We've got about 30 new varieties at the moment that we're trialling. So some growers don't look for that, but I mean, for me, the most important part of what we do is first the fruit should eat well and consistent, and all fruit lines will be like that, you know. The consistency can always sometimes be an issue, but if we just select better varieties, I think we can overcome that. And I think we should be actually branding the variety, so if a consumer gets a good product, they know exactly.
Good call.
Because in WA, there's probably five or six varieties grown, and people don't really know what they're getting, you know.
Yeah, that's very true. Because a punnet of strawberries is, you know, they look the same, and then you get really disappointed. And you know the ones that aren't good because they stay in the fridge for longer than the ones. I have to make fruit salad out of them. Otherwise, I don't even see. They don't even make it to the fridge.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
So fresh or frozen, can we get your stuff?
We do fresh and we have frozen. We've got a farm shop at Bullsbrook, so we do a whole line of frozen. We also grow raspberries and blackberries, so we do a frozen line of those, all local fruit, not imported stuff. Blueberries, we've got a local supplier in Gingy, and he supplies us blueberries for the shop, and also we do frozen seconds. So if anybody wants stuff for their smoothies, and it's all WA fruit, it's not imported Chinese stuff that you have to worry about, we got plenty of it here.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's just off Neves Road. I'm there often. Yep. I'm there often, Anthony. And I can vouch for it, that's for sure. Under what brand?
Ask to find me and I'll take you out and give you a taste test.
Oh, that would be great. Look forward to that. A taste test, I think, would be – I don't think it could ever
get
rid of
people would be lining up for it.
Anthony, under Berry Sweet brand are your fruit, or do people look for something else? Do you sell particular varieties?
But this time of year, most of our fruits marketed under Driscoll brand, the yellow Driscoll's label.
Okay, yep, seen that one.
Yeah, one thing I can tell you about the Driscoll's label, it's one variety. There's not multiple varieties. There's one variety that we grow, and you're going to get a really good eating experience. So if you do stick with that brand, it's going to be the same variety for the whole season. We don't have any other
good
varieties under that brand, and really eats well. Nice big berries, nice and dark, and really, really sweet.
Yeah, I think that's the key. And if we can get that consistency with strawberries, I imagine the sales would triple.
Yeah, well, I was just we supply a lot of fruit to Coles, and just one of the guys over here was saying that the berry market in the last 3 years, I think we've doubled sales.
Really?
So we're on the right path, and you know, the whole berry category, not just strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, it's really growing. So we've got some super new varieties in some of the other lines, particularly blackberries. In the next 2-3 seasons, I think people are going to be blown away. Like up till now, blackberries have generally been for cooking, not fresh market.
Mm. Yeah.
But we've just got some new stuff coming out of Europe now, and I think the next 3 years we're going to see something really awesome. I'm really excited about some of the new stuff coming forward. So if we can just keep growing the category, I think, we're all on a winner.
Yes.
Well, watch with interest and make sure we keep buying locally. So we'll look out for Driscoll or Berry Sweet.
Let us know when those blackberries come up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing that particularly, Coles supermarkets say that WA consumers are very patriotic to looking after their local growers. So that's great that, you know, West Aussies support other West Aussie growers. That's awesome, you know.
Yeah. Long may it continue, and long may you keep growing good berries out that way, Anthony.
Oh, trying.
Good to chat, mate. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Anytime.
It's Anthony Ewers. He, along with his wife, looking after Berry Sweet Farms, doing strawberries and lots of good things out there, by the sound of things.
Yeah, certainly is. When they taste good, there's nothing better.
No.
Well, no. I have. I'm a bit like plants. There he is, yeah. A bit like plants. I have a favourite every day.
Yeah. So they're part of your 100 favourite things to eat.
No, 365 one a day.
Let's see what's going on in the world news headlines now with Philippa Ma.